Today, January 6th, is the traditional date of the Epiphany. And so we dedicate our holy hour tonight to that mystery of the Epiphany, which is a mystery of revealing and showing, a mystery of finding and seeking. It's when Jesus, the child, was revealed to the Magi who had been looking for him. We're all always looking for God, but I think especially when we are sick or when someone whom we love is sick, that's when we're seeking God in a new way, a more urgent and pressing way. And I think that mystery of the Epiphany is even more apt, isn't it? That it happens in the winter, in December, when it's cold and dark, and you're not sure what to do now. Last week, Father John mentioned that wonderful poem about the Magi by T.S. Eliot, that journey of the Magi where they talked about the long, hard way, right? The weather's sharp and the way is deep. But it's precisely in that moment that the Lord reveals himself and shows himself. We might ask first, to whom does he reveal himself? Think about all the different Christmas stories, right? He starts off by revealing himself to Mary in the Annunciation, right? And then to Joseph in the birth, and then to the shepherds, then to the Magi, of course. After then, to Simeon and Anna in the temple. We have everyone represented there, don't we? We have Jews and Gentiles. We have the rich and we have the poor. We have the young and we have the old. We have men and we have women. Everyone is there. Everyone is present in some way in the Christmas story. Jesus reveals himself to all. And what does he show himself to be? He shows himself to share in our humanity. He shows himself as a little child, a baby. And that's a wondrous thing, something that we have to keep bringing up over and over again in our mind. Otherwise, we forget how astounding that it is. That when God reveals himself to us so that we can see his face for the first time, see it in the face of a child, one who is like us in every way but sin, one who is fragile like us, one who is weak in body like us, one who gets tired and yes, gets sick, one who suffers and dies like us. And he shows himself to us in that humanity, in that gentle and unbelievable presence, maybe not unbelievable, unimaginable without God's revelation. He shows himself to us to lead us to him. He shares in everything we are, all parts except for sin, so that we might share in everything he is. So my brothers and sisters, as we kneel before the Lord tonight, God who is present to us just as he was present to the Magi, present again in a hidden and quiet and yet luminous way in the Eucharist, let us ask him to show himself to us. And to show himself in a particular way, in a powerful way to the sick. To those who are looking for him, to those who are in the winter, the dark and the cold and the loneliness, to find there Christ, sharing in their humanity, in their frailness and fragility and weakness, in their suffering, even in their death. that Jesus is there sharing in all of that, so that by the mystery of his life and his death, we may be brought to the mystery of his resurrection. So that seeing Christ as a little child, and in seeing him as a man on the cross, we may be brought to see him in the glory of heaven.